Jenna, is there any place better than Target?
No. So let's talk about Target Circle. It's the same program you know and love now with automatic deals.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
So now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, with the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Not me, that is for sure. So get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell amazing. I just used the coconut oil and vitamin E shower cream, and I seriously forgot I was in my own bathroom. It smelled like a spa. Plus, it's allergen-free, so it's gentle for your skin, and it worked in as little as 3 minutes, so no nicks, no cuts, and the smooth skin lasted days longer than shaving. Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all those nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates, so you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. Have a me-time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And that's what you really missed with Jenna
and Kevin, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome back for another episode. I'm Jenna.
I'm Kevin, and this is And That's What You Really Missed, where we recap Glee, rewatch Glee, and talk about it and things. And today,
we are recapping
Mashup,
Episode 8, Season 1.
What? Where there aren't actually any mashups. So that's a fun fact.
There's a theme, though.
Yes, there's a theme of mashing up without actually musically
mashing. Unlikely characters mashing.
Yes.
Unlikely songs that are supposed to be mashed up but are not being mashed.
Yes.
And
narratively, we are mashing. We're straight up mashing. This episode aired on October 21st, 2009. We sort of had our first, like, magazine cover. It was Matt and Corey and Leah on the cover of Entertainment Weekly.
Ooh, Entertainment Weekly was very nice to us along the journey of
Glee was becoming very famous. We had a cover.
And Kevin, this week in Glee News, John Groff was announced that he was going to come on and do a couple of episodes.
That's right. Good
sweet
old
John Groff.
Sweet, sweet. Talented
nicest
John Groff.
Person in Hollywood.
The number one movie in America at this time was Paranormal Activity. And do you remember sometime later after this movie was out of the theaters, I did not watch horror movies at all at this time. I hated them. And Leah forced me to watch it. She had a movie night at her house.
Did I watch it with you guys?
I don't know.
Or did I not go?
You might not have gone.
I may have actually opted out because I don't watch scary movies.
Yeah, and I was like, fine. She's like, if I have a movie night, you're coming and you're going to watch Paranormal Activity because it's so good. And I was like, okay, fine. And so we went over and I watched it. I think Chris was there. And yeah, it was terrifying, but I did it. You know, my memory, you could have been there.
And I don't like scary movies. Do you still not like scary movies or will you watch them now?
I watch them now because Austin has trained me how to appreciate them because he loves them.
Got it.
So I enjoy them.
I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right. This episode was directed by returning director Elodie Keen. It was written by Ian Brennan. And we have some weird songs in this episode.
Yeah, that don't, in fact, mash up.
Dynamic list. And we've got Busta Moo, we've got Thong Song, and of course, Sweet Caroline, which do you remember what happened the day after this one aired?
No.
Neil Diamond tweeted Mark.
Oh, yeah.
This was like the first time we had like a direct line and that an artist reached out after their song was covered and like said, what great job. And it was great to see my song and blah, blah, blah.
That's right. We were all shocked. Yeah. We hadn't had any direct response from any of the artists yet. So that was great. Yes.
It was our first.
And we get to see Jaima sing this episode.
Oh, it's just the sweetest.
Isn't it such a pretty voice? So there's really three big things going on this episode. There's Emma and Ken preparing for their wedding. Mm-hmm. Then there's the football team is really revolting against the gleeness of it all and Ken's part in that. Mm-hmm. And then there is Rachel and Puck, which is weird. I feel like it's how I feel about that is how I felt about Joey and Rachel dating and Friends. It feels weird. Anyway, let's go back and start with.
I've never thought about it like that. Very good, Kevin. Okay, let's start at the beginning.
Well, Rachel, her name was inspired by Friends, wasn't it? Was it not? I believe it was.
Was it?
I think so. Yes. Okay. So I guess I could ask Ryan.
We could.
Maybe I'll send him a text. So Emma and Ken are planning to have a wedding.
A secret wedding. A very
secret
private
wedding in Hawaii where nobody can attend.
Basically. And then they, after their very, very private event, they're going to have a first dance. And they share this with Will that they each want a very unique and different song and they can't quite figure it out. So they're thinking about a mashup.
Yeah. Emma wants I Could Have Danced All Night. And
a classic.
And
Ken Tanaka wants the Thong Song,
which is also a classic. Jenna, don't you dare try to say otherwise.
Okay.
Will says, okay, let's do this. I can teach you. I can get these songs together.
I want this to be my wedding gift to you guys.
Yeah.
Being a nice person.
Okay. Emma shows up to dance rehearsal. And Princess Di's wedding dress.
Which it is very similar, I will say. Go and look at Princess Di's wedding dress. Jaima is so little.
Yes. that dress swallows her up.
Yeah. Ate her up whole. And I think the idea is that it's supposed to be not the dress. So
right.
But Mr. Xu does dance lessons with her and we get into our favorite number, the Thong Song.
And I feel like, so this episode is a lot of cringy shoe.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is Acapella's part two, because there's a lot of adults in it.
Mm-hmm.
It just, a lot of this makes me uncomfortable.
A little cringy.
Because it's also like happening cringy in a school where,
oh, right.
Shu, a teacher, is dancing around a counselor and who's in a wedding dress in one of the classrooms at the school, and they're dancing to Thong Song.
It's dark out as well.
Yes. I feel like there are many boundaries that are being crossed.
Well, and then, I mean, this gets into a different part of the storyline, but Mr. Shu doing Bust a Move, which happens early in the episode, Mr. Xu unbuttons his shirt during class. He dances around. He touches students' faces. He's singing a weird song, and it's a weird number.
Yeah. It's...
And So getting back to Thong Song, we're continuing the cringe,
Emma trips and falls on top of Will. They have a moment where they're on top of each other on the floor in the classroom, and Ken of course, happens to be outside peering through the window at that exact moment.
You think the Hunger Games, when they fall, they took that from Will and Emma?
Definitely. Yeah, yeah. That definitely is a direct correlation. Fully believe that. Okay. Yeah.
And I will say, Kevin, this was, I think last week, or maybe we didn't talk about it, but there's a website that has the weirdest performances.
Yes.
Glee's weirdest performances.
And also there's,
and then
lists.
There's another article. It's yes. like Glee's weirdest performances. And this made it on. Thong Song made it on.
Because it is. It's very strange.
It is. But here we are. And I wonder if the writers thought, like, it'd be funny to see them do this.
Yeah. I also love that Thong Song was used.
Yeah.
And that's just the weirdest.
It's also a wildly popular song in our day.
Yeah. Because it was great. Remember making the video? I watched it for that.
Okay. Wow.
No?
No.
That's when I learned about shooting day for night. Anyway. It's an educational series. And, right, and then so they go to a bridal shop.
Where they then they realize that maybe she needs a smaller dress, right?
Yeah.
A more fitted dress.
Yes.
So Emma is at the bridal shop and she's trying on a new dress that's going to be easier to dance in. And Will's like, oh, do you want to practice? So he puts her in, he puts on an instrumental version of I Could Have Danced All Night. And we see Emma Pillsbury's first musical number. Jayma Mays' first number is very exciting. And then after the dance, Will tells Emma that Ken is making the guys choose between Glee and the football.
Which brings us to Slushygate.
Yes.
So let's backtrack.
Yes.
So what's also happening in this episode is everybody is getting slushied. But like the jocks are getting slushied. The popular girls are getting slushied. Everyone who's in Glee Club that is part of the popular crowd is getting slushied. This is where we see Karofsky and Azemio. We talked about this in the shit we found on TikTok.
Yeah.
Where
This
is where Karofsky says he was on the hockey team. Lies.
Oh.
Yeah, and there's all this rebellion amongst all the jocks, the dudes being the dudes, and all these gay jokes, and yada, yada, yada. It's also where we do all these tracking shots of the big slushy cups going down, and Amber yelling out my weave.
Flight of the Bumblebees.
Yes.
I think that was improv'd.
I know, and I originally thought it was written. I'm like, I don't know about that, but Amber improv that and made it up, so I feel better about that.
And then I don't know if you guys noticed, but this is the start of the fake slushy, and the very short-lived fake slushy.
Yes.
At that, it was made of silicone and some color, food coloring and whatnot, and I believe they used it because it was faster to reset. Is that right?
Yeah. And also it was faster to reset, easier clean up. Right. You didn't have to reset the people.
Right.
But it was also
not as good.
It was not as good.
The actual, like, when you get slushy, the shot wasn't like as good because it never stuck on your face like a real slushy did.
Jenna, let's talk about one of our favorite places, Target. This is where, like, Austin and I go on dates. We will run through the aisles of Target. I love the book selection. Seriously, this is our favorite place to go together. We go all the time. And specifically, Target Circle. It's the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals.
Exactly. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
Now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Let's talk about something we can all relate to. hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of her day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We have to go back and talk about Bust a Move for a second. Besides it being like super cringe and Shu touching everybody's face and unbuttoning his shirt and doing and rapping and doing breakdancing, I remember for us, we had a great time because we didn't have to do anything. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember the rehearsal where everybody was just like, yeah, we're just going to sort of dance around and vibe, sort of like Ride With Me, like the Nelly song, where we were just having fun. It was sort of the same thing, but Matt had to do so much this episode.
I mean, so much. Between the thong song, Buster Move, Jane's number,
I could have danced
working
all night.
Yeah. I do remember him kind of being pulled.
Exhausted.
Right? Yeah.
Yes. It was really, really crazy. And then I was there playing the bass like an idiot, pretending I had lessons to learn how to fake play these instruments.
In the trailer, I remember you going and being like, I have to go rehearse the bass now.
Yeah, I had like a teacher who taught me how to do these things.
Wow. Well, at least you weren't like faking.
I also feel like, I know, like, looking back now, it's sort of, all this is sort of cringe, the Shu doing all this. But at the time, I don't think we necessarily realized that it was cringe.
No, not at all. And here's the thing. I think it was also because the way we saw Matt was different than the way that people saw Mr. Shu to the kids.
Correct.
Matt was our friend. Like, of course I saw him grab Diana's face because, like, that's what we did. We were all pretty much the same age.
Yeah.
So it's a little weird because I think people now, or when I'm watching it now, I'm like, oh, I'm watching it as Mr. Shu and the kids, not Matt and us.
Right.
And it was definitely that's not appropriate.
Yes,
even
correct.
More so now.
Yes.
But I do remember this episode being very free and easy for us.
Yeah. We didn't do much.
Which was nice.
We got to like hang out.
Which was really nice.
So after Bust a Move, Finn and Quinn go get advice from Emma on how to be, visit Emma to ask her for advice on how to be cool. And Emma tells him to wear sunglasses because she's obviously distracted by Will passing by. And so Finn and Quinn, especially Quinn, she wears sunglasses the rest of the episode. And then Finn and Quinn get slushied by the football team.
Mm-hmm.
In your favorite quote.
Which one?
Bros Before High Hoes.
Oh. Bros Before High Hoes.
Did you also notice that the football player is falling because of the slushy as the scene was ending?
No, I definitely did not. Like, he slipped on the slushy?
Yeah, there's just a little weirdness going on at the end of the scene.
All right.
Yes.
So there's a fight at football practice because Ken Tanaka is now very upset at Mr. Shu and is getting revenge, basically, and putting extra glee rehearsals during extra football rehearsal during glee. That
football was done rehearsal, in Jenna?
Yeah, football
rehearsal. You rehearse football?
Halftime is intermission, right?
Yes, exactly. So Ken, to get revenge about seeing, you know, Will and Emma laying on the ground together, he decides to throw a Thursday 1 p.m. football rehearsal. And so then the people who are in Glee Club and also in football have to make the ultimate decision about where they're going to be because it's a mandatory practice. He's pissed.
And this is the scene that I thought I remembered shooting. Remember last week we talked about, or not last week, but in Vitamin D when Sue... we did that choir room scene when Sue becomes co-captain, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
This felt very similar to me. And maybe it was because Elodie directed both of them.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, this is the scene that I remember so vividly of us like waiting for the people to come in.
Yeah, same.
And I feel like we're constantly just like waiting in the choir room recently.
So Mike and Matt and shockingly Puck show up.
Well, Puck shows up because of Rachel.
Because of Rachel, but Finn doesn't show up. So Finn stays at the football practice and we're all kind of bewildered. Like, why?
Artie's definitely pissed.
Yeah, Artie's pissed. Artie's like, where's Finn?
And then we're waiting and Finn doesn't come back.
There also seems to be happen? like a weird slip up of editing here. It's like after they come in, we all turn to look at the door. After the camera cuts to the door, then back to the Glee Club. The same clip. It's the same clip of us staring.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I believe
you think that was
so.
A mistake?
I think so.
Maybe it was.
I don't
a
know.
Mistake.
Maybe people can message us.
Tell
because
us.
It looks. Right. It looks funny, and just mark that because we'll address something similar to that later as well.
So the next part where Finn has to go and slushy Kurt, right? Because the football team will, you know, have his cojones if not, if right. he doesn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And Kurt in his rain jacket, his wonderful Marc Jacobs rain jacket, and he's like, look, I'll do it. I know you have to do it. Just do it. And Finn's like, I don't really want to. So Kurt's like, let me just do it for you then. Let
Take
me make your job
team.
Real easy. And Kurt does it to himself. And Chris does it to himself. And I remember being at that, watching Chris do that. And
Same.
Doing my damnedest not to laugh.
Yeah.
And all of us not. And I think he was like, please don't laugh because we can't mess this up. Once you slushy yourself, that's it. Right?
Yeah.
But I remember him slushing himself and it went behind him all the way up onto the light, right? It went like up and behind him and then dropped
Leah.
Down and got Leah. That's right. And then we all had to run into the girls' room. But I remember that scene very vividly in my mind, especially because of Chris's beautiful raincoat.
Also, how amazing is Chris that you're doing this scene that's absolutely insane that after he slushies himself, he then switches it where he's like almost on the verge of tears.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Like acting so sound.
That's a Golden Globe winner.
Yeah, yes, you're right.
That's a Golden Globe winner.
And so brings us back to basically when Shu tells Emma that Ken is doing this, you know, after they do I Could Have Danced All Night. You see her being like, huh? She had no idea. And so then now Finn. Cut back to here. Finn is now telling Coach Tanaka that he doesn't want to have to choose.
Right.
And clearly there's been some of, you know, some behind the scenes talking between some characters, and he's like, okay, because fine. Will has also apologized to Ken in this time, where
right.
Will is like, you're right, you know, I didn't necessarily encourage it, but I didn't stop it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but- yeah, and so all these things have lined up where Ken then cancels Thursday practices, or as Jenna says, Thursday rehearsals. So then everybody can participate in both.
In everything.
Yes.
For now. For now.
Exactly. And Finn returns to the Glee Club and brings everyone slushies. Do you remember the film? I remember filming this.
This
so
was really fun.
Vividly.
This was really fun. This was at the end of the night. It was, I think it was a Friday. And Finn in this scene brings slushies to the Glee Club to make up for not showing up. And, and wait, did Mr. Shu bring slushies? No, Finn brought slushies.
Finn did. Yep.
And then Mr. Shu's like, okay, well, unfortunately, we're unable to find a song to mash up, leaving us with no mashup whatsoever.
Right.
And sweet Quinn has been exiled from the Cheerios.
Yeah, she's been kicked off because she's pregnant.
She's preggo, and we'll get to that part of why mm-hmm. she was kicked off the Cheerios. But she, we see her in regular clothes. We start to see Diana in her regular clothes. And I have to say, Quinn's clothes just subtly mirrored Diana's wardrobe.
Just a little bit.
They would shop at the same places.
Yeah.
So we get to see start to see Quinn in regular clothes and not in Cheerio outfits. And then
I also love that Corey's like drinking the slushy during this scene.
Ew.
Yeah. But yeah, I remember we had, I think it was late Friday night, and we had basically like one chance to do this.
Yes. And the camera was covered in like plastic so that it wouldn't get dirtied because there were so many of us throwing slushies.
Yes.
There was
you can see
all
it
over the floor.
When you watch the slushie hit like the camera, we do it to the camera, you see there's like a piece of plastic in front of the camera.
Oh.
And you see it like warp.
It just happened so fast. It's hard to tell. Very good catch. And I remember Matt being like very nervous about getting slushied. So yeah, the Glee Club kids, they learn that Mr. Shu's never been slushied before. And so it is a 12 slushy facial, which is the most amount of slushies that anybody has been slushied yet.
Yes, that's
to
right.
To date, mm-hmm. which will change soon.
Sure will. By yours truly.
By Kevin.
I was also like during this time, when you say the character hasn't been slushied and everybody's realizing it, in real life,
yes.
we were also sort of like, neither have we. That's not telling
but
anyone.
We try not to remind tell anyone. Anybody.
We didn't. We were trying to hide it from Brad, Ian, and Ryan. That
I don't think they were keeping track yet, but
no.
We're getting close. I think it happens soon for me. I think I get slushied pretty soon.
Somebody ratted me out and that's how it happened to me.
You really got the Super Bowl of slushies.
Yeah, I did. Literally. So the Glee Club was supposed to find, you know, something to mash up. And like you said,
right.
Will's like, you know, nobody found them, but it's okay because we still learned the lesson.
Right.
And then Will has also told Emma that he can't mash up I Could Have Danced All Night and Thong Song. They just don't go together.
Right.
So the mashups aren't working out, but they're teaching us valuable lessons.
They
anyway.
Don't. They're not necessarily supposed to be.
Yes, they're mashed. Good. They're great songs on their own. They're not necessarily complimentary of one another.
Which might be a metaphor. Mm-hmm. It was a metaphor, and I was wondering. I was honestly like, are they talking about Emma and Ken? Or are we talking about Emma and Will?
Oh,
because when she was saying like we don't necessarily match, I was like, oh, she's talking about Ken. And then when Will said it, I was like, oh, no, it's about him and how they're not supposed to be together.
Well, it's both. I think from her perspective, it's one thing. From his, it's another.
Oh, right? Very good.
Everybody is looking at the thing from their own point of view, Jenna.
Well, it's always about
it's
our
about
own
that's how
selves.
Life is. It's your own movie and everyone else is just a supporting character, you know?
All right.
There was an article that called the Will, Emma, and Ken love triangle, the Bermuda love triangle. Which is great.
That's funny. Imagine Howard Bamboo, Kent playing Ken Tanaka. What a different, like a totally different vibe it would have given.
Mm-hmm. They're both so good, though.
So the reason why, let's go backwards. So the reason why Quinn got kicked out of the Cheerios was because Sue is on a tirade.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier in the episode, Rod Remington hits on Sue. She gets excited. They go on a date. They play Battleship. She says, "You've sunk my battleship hard." And he invites her to go swinging, which I was like, mm-hmm. when Rod's like, "I like to swing," I was like, is Sue going to get confused and like end up at a swingers party?
She seemed down for it either way.
No, totally. But it was an actual swinging event. So that's where mm-hmm. we see Matt, Mr. Shu and Sue getting along, which is also very weird. But love watching them do their little number. Yeah, and it's always fun to see Jane get to do stuff.
And I like seeing Sue sort of vulnerable, excited for the prospect of love.
Just for a moment.
Just for a second.
I almost got too uncomfortable. We saw her too vulnerable for a second. I was like, no, this is not the Sue that I like to see. But of course, Jane is like the polar opposite. So, so they teach each other. Will is teaching Sue the dance to Sing Sing, which is such a great little number. And then, and also, side note, Zach Woodley was also being put through the ringer during this episode. I remember as well, because
our choreographer,
while having to teach Mad and Jane these numbers, he also had to choreograph them.
And then when we're shooting them, he has to be on set while we're doing it, when he should also be like coming up with and teaching other people other things.
Right. So this is where Brooke, also assistant choreographer, who was also amazing, came in handy, because they would tag team really well because they had such a shorthand. So anyway, Sue is ready for her date. She shows up. Rod is, cheating on her, although he, according to him, they weren't exclusive, was making out with Andrea, the other
news anchor.
Newscaster, news anchor. And then that's it. That's the vulnerable side of Sue that we see.
Yeah, and then Sue goes back to her ways of, I want the set list, because you know she's going to be up to no good with it, and demanding things. But it's good to see her return to her evil self. I missed it.
I did miss it as well. And also, like, is there anything that Jane Lynch can't do?
No.
Game show host.
I've been watching The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel for the first time. I know I'm very late to it.
Yeah, you texted me last night.
Yeah, because some of our Glee dancers are in it.
I was like, is this a new season I haven't seen?
No, in the past week, I've watched 2.5 seasons. And seeing Jane on it, if you haven't watched The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel on Amazon, you should go watch it.
What a great show.
Jane has an incredible role on it, a really fun role. But, you know, every now and then I'm like, there's some Sue. There's some of that Sue sneaking through. And it's great. She's just so good. She's so, so good. So this Puck and Rachel storyline really makes me uncomfortable. I don't like it. Puck is getting into his, you know, he wants to date a Jewish girl. Yeah, getting in touch with his Jewish roots.
I will say that his like little montage monologue with the dream where she comes through the window is pretty funny.
So good. It is very funny. I think they're very funny together.
Yeah, totally. It's just that Puck and Rachel make me uncomfortable. No. I get nervous and I feel not warm and gooey inside.
Now, did you like Rachel and Joey on Friends?
I didn't hate it. It didn't make me uncomfortable. I didn't want them to end up together, but I didn't mind the storyline.
Because they're so good. I mean, the actors and the characters are so charming and so good together. Like,
I don't
think
we had enough time with Rachel and Finn or any of that to really fall like so deeply in love with them for them to be together yet. Like, it's so early on that we're already mixing and matching, and it just it felt a little soon, I think.
Yeah. Me. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But Puck, after number one, this is like the beginning of Puckleberry, which I think is very
funny. It is.
All these nicknames coming up. Then we get to Puck actually helping Rachel perform, to rehearse in her room.
Right.
Also, I forgot that we did What a Girl Wants. That had to be live, right?
I forgot that too.
But then they make out. They're making out. He's like, can we take a break?
And
they're making
out. So weird.
It's weird. And then Rachel sees Finn.
Yeah, she's dreaming of Finn. Mm-hmm. Everybody is cheating mentally. Yeah.
But Rachel thinks that she says to Puck, she can't be with him unless he's a leading man. Like man enough to sing a solo. So here we go.
What does he do? Sweet Caroline, ladies and gentlemen.
Which Neil Diamond loved.
Yeah.
And this number was definitely a fan favorite for a long time. We did it on tour and I enjoyed doing this number because, fun fact, we would do when somebody had a solo and there were backup vocals, as there usually were, that we were no longer recording ourselves. We'd have to learn them on the day. We would learn them in the morning and we'd have to learn them and we'd have to make sure they look right. And if not, Tim Davis would come and have our throats and in the nicest way possible. And so to do a number that you knew so well, you're like, oh, I get this.
I actually recorded this.
This is great. This is really fun. So it was a fun number to shoot.
Yes.
And it was, again, easy.
Do you remember recording the backgrounds to this?
Oh, did we record the backgrounds to this?
Yes, it was you, me, and Amber, I believe.
We still were recording back. That's why I liked it so much.
Yeah, because we knew it. Because it was, and I remember we had to like space around to make it sound like there were more people. And like some of us were standing on a chair when we recorded
it.
Yes. Were you not there?
No, I was there.
What do your royalties say? Are you getting paid for this song still?
Yes, 100%.
So then it was you, me, and Amber.
Oops. Well, yeah. I just contradicted myself. Thanks, Kevin, for that.
Well, no, that the reason why you did know it was because we actually sang it.
All right. Well, that's Sweet Caroline. It goes down in Ingley history.
Yes.
But
Puck gets slushied and then the whole football thing happens where he's supposed to choose and gets in a fight and gets hit in the face by slushied by Karofsky. And like Rachel helps him clean up and blah, blah, blah. Then all that stuff sort of happens where he chooses Glee Club over football.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's that
very
nice like scene on the bleachers between Rachel.
Which we never see, by the way, like scenes on the bleachers anymore, which I really appreciate.
Yeah.
Yeah, the scene was really nice.
It was. And they're both sort of, you know, opening up about how they're sort of like not settling for each other, but they both want different things.
Right.
He clearly wants Quinn. She wants Finn. And they're both sort of like the second prize, the runners up for one another.
Mm-hmm. And then Puck's back to his normal self of like, no, we're not going to be friends. This is just not what it is. And they says they never were friends. Burn.
Exactly.
Burn.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the episode. That's
sort of it.
We had these unlikely mashups, these mashups that never happened, and
the mashing
these
up of
unlikely
characters.
Pairings.
Mashing
yes,
up of
right.
songs that do not go together. It's not my favorite episode.
No, and I don't remember it all that much because I think we weren't in a ton of it, so it's not in my memory. And I also don't love it.
But gold star for Matt for working ass off.
And also, like, what a talent.
What a talent. I also, we'll talk about my favorite line in a second, but
yes.
I do remember.
I think I know what you're saying.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Jenna, let's talk about one of our favorite places. Target. This is where like Austin and I go on dates. We will run through the aisles of Target. I love the book selection. Seriously, this is our favorite place to go together. We go all the time. And specifically, Target Circle. It's the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals.
Exactly. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
Now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. Let's talk about something we can all relate to. Hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tarty takes, Jenna.
Tarty takes. Tarty takes. Cringe moment. I mean, the episode is a cringe episode for sure.
But like thong song, bust a move.
Shoe unbuttoning his shirt for the students. It's yeah. Okay.
There's also that
we don't have to say much more.
Where Ken says to Finn, "You have an itch down there or something." That's also a little
weird.
Yeah. Teachers. Worst dance move. I think thong song's gotta go.
It's just weird. It's just weird. Okay, we'll go with thong song.
What was your favorite dance?
Oh, well, yeah, because there are a lot of dance numbers. I think Sing Sing's has to be the best one.
It was really good. I like watching them together.
Polished and good. And yeah, it was really fun to watch. And I remember Jane having like just a blast doing it.
Yeah.
She was always such a team player. The best song.
I mean, I think in terms of like Glee history,
Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline.
Yeah.
And just because, like, also Neil Diamond, you know.
Yeah. And also Me, You, and Amber.
That's right. That you don't remember.
Whoops. Best performance by a prop, Kevin?
Oh, this was a slushy episode.
Yeah.
Okay. And also, I think in terms of the score, the Flight of the Bumblebee. Like, as this is happening, is absolutely brilliant.
Yes. That was really good. I wonder how much they had to pay for that.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Yeah.
Really good. Really, really good. And that's not the last time we'll see that either, the POV of the slushy, right?
Totally. Okay. I doubt it. I don't remember.
I think Paris Barclay does it at some point. All right. And then things that aged well or didn't age well.
There's a line that Finn says. where he says, I don't think any one decision makes your life unless you accidentally invent some kind of zombie virus or something.
Oh. Yeah. That didn't. Okay. Well, here we are.
Yeah.
That's very good.
There's a and lot then, of great lines in this, though.
There's a lot of great lines, but I think what it always ends up being for us is Sue.
Yes, and it is when Sue has finally lost her love and she gets mad. The best thing, one of my favorite lines ever. It's one of my favorite lines ever in the show.
Okay. Do you want to read it?
She says, I'll need the set list for sectionals after all. I want them on my desk warm from the laminator at 5 p.m. If it is 1 minute late, I will go to the animal shelter and get you a kitty cat. I will let you fall in love with that kitty cat. And then on some dark, cold night, I will steal away into your home and punch you in the face.
And then even better, the rebuttal. When Mr. Shu says, didn't work out with Rod. And I was like,
It's so good.
Really good. Really good. Both the deliveries are really, really good.
Yeah.
And then the other great line from the episode, I love the fact that Emma does not want anybody to see her get married to Ken Tanaka. Mm-hmm. And so she says, Ken convinced me we need to at least be in the same room when the marriage is certified.
It's so good. Because there were like a little fun fact about this episode, because there were so many slushies, that there was, I think when we did Oprah, you see our props guy, Paul Props, we had that stunt man, the stunt guy looking thing, like this fake.
It's like the body you use in like karate.
Yes, that thing. I clearly work out. and we'd use it to, or people who have, before you would slushy someone, you would use that, the dummy to slushy.
Practice.
Yes. So if you go look up sort of behind the scenes on like the Oprah appearance we did, you can see the whole process behind making the slushy happen, so we didn't have to do a billion takes each time. Jenna,
tell me
shit we found on TikTok.
I feel there's quite a few referenced things. It. Okay. Oh, okay.
I would first like to start out with a shout out to the one and only Kristen Chenoweth, who made a Glee TikTok.
What?
Where it says April Rhodes to the students at McKinley, and she's singing Popular.
What?
Like in the mirror. Popular.
No.
Popular. Yes.
Stop.
It was really cute, and it was really, really great.
Okay.
So many fans sent it to us. By the way, I love that you guys are tagging me and tagging the show in these things. We watch all of them, and we're going to talk about all of them. It's absolutely wonderful. Now, in particular, the TikToks that have to do with this episode, there are two things. One is someone found a mistake. Which I think sort of mirrors an editing thing that I mentioned earlier.
Uh-huh.
During Sweet Caroline, when we are clapping at the end of the performance, FufuP1982 on TikTok, shout out, is the one who uploaded this. It's the same shot twice. So they cut to us, we're all clapping. Clapping's going. They cut back to Mark. They cut back to us. And then that clip starts over again.
Stop. Of us,
because you notice Amber turns her head to look, and then you turn your head to look, and it's the same thing both times. So that's fun.
They couldn't get enough footage of us clapping.
No. We must have been so bad that they had to use the same clip twice.
That's funny. That's really good.
TikTok user Kirbub, I don't know if that's it, Kirby, they made this incredible TikTok of, it's a shot of Riverdale, the cast of Riverdale during an episode, like horrified, very disturbed, watching something on a laptop, and then it cuts to the laptop and it's Bust Move, the Glee performance. It's Mr. Shu breakdancing on the floor and they're like upset and crying and very disturbed, and it's absolutely incredible and hilarious.
Wait, can you send me that one?
Yeah,
that's really funny.
I'll send it to you right now. It's very good. I just texted you.
Really good. Okay. Okay.
But wow. Thank you so, so much for sending these things in. And also, like, Kirby, thank you for making that.
Yeah.
It's incredible. I love to see the thought and the creativity and also people just noticing things. Now, our next episode is Wheels. So
yay!
The challenge, if you choose to accept it, is go find some things you noticed on Wheels that might be on TikTok. You know, I don't know. Let's see what's out there. But keep tagging us. This is great. I love this. Glee this Talk is weird.
Really?
Are you watching
funny,
it?
Kerbubby.
Yeah.
Very that's good. Really, really great.
That's our show, you guys. That's it.
That's our mashup. Recap. We will have a lot to recap next week for Wheels. A lot.
Yes.
A lot of memories.
Might as well be a 3-part episode. I'm kidding.
Well, maybe it. I'm kidding. Well, thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening to Mashup. Let us know what you think. Leave us a nice review. Also, you can leave us a shitty review and just tell us how we're doing. And
no, don't do that. Don't listen to Jenna. She's lying to you. Don't leave us a bad review. DM
don't leave us a bad
DM us the notes.
Yes. Okay. Great.
Also,
great.
There's people on Twitter who've been like, "You said this, but you were wrong. It's this character."
Love that.
Yeah, keep doing it because yeah,
just don't do it in the reviews.
No. Make us sound perfect to the people reading reviews.
Thanks for coming and listening and hanging out with us, and we really appreciate it.
Yeah. See you soon.
Bye bye.
And that's what you really miss. Bye. Thanks for listening and follow us on Instagram at And That's What You Really Miss Pod. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. See you next time. Jenna. Is there any place better than Target?
No. So let's talk about Target Circle. It's the same program you know and love now with automatic deals.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
So now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, with the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.